Hey friends, Graham here with my Tuesday daily video. How are you doing? Well, it's Tuesday, September 27th here in New England. It is a rainy day. I'm recording this in the morning in my church around about 9 a.m. I was up at 5 a.m. today. Worked for an hour or two in my office, been to the gym, sweated, suffered. Home for a shower, you'll be pleased to know. And I'm in my church here today. I'm going to do a bunch of work, some mentoring, admin things, and going to have a great day. How's your day going? Let me ask you a question. How's your day going to go? I was thinking about this earlier, and actually stop. Let me do a few quick housekeeping things I sometimes forget to do, but if you haven't yet done that and you're on my YouTube channel, why not hit the subscribe button down there? And do look at the links below. We've got lots of great things going on. Traveling ministry, my church is here in New England. Probably the best way of keeping in touch with us is our weekly email newsletter. You get a free gift when you sign up for that. We have a 3-hour teaching on living in the secret place. Really powerful. I did that about 15 years ago in a conference. And yeah, really been a life-changing message. So good. Check out all of those anyway. So I was thinking today, how much God has to say about the concept, if you will, the subject of a day. Have you ever thought about that? Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Now I know before some clever person tells me, in a sense, when the Bible says this is the day of the Lord, it's not saying Monday is the day of the Lord, Tuesday, it's talking about the day of the Lord, like the day of the Triffids, the day of the season, the period. We are in the day of the Lord right now. And yet at a very practical level, God's a God of days. He has so much to say about a day, a 24-hour period. As many of you know, Hebrew word yom, Y-O-M. Evening and morning, 24-hour period. And I think God's really interested in our day. And I think there are things God's, in his wisdom, has thought about and wants us to do with our days. And if we do those, we live our life really well. Moses said in Psalm 90, verse 12, "Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." And to actually understand your day and what God wants to do with it is a really important thing, I believe. You know, here's just a few things. I mean, give us this day our daily bread. You know, I believe God has what we need for this day. God doesn't promise me part of our flesh, part of my flesh. I'd love it if God would say, "Graham, here's $10 billion and you'll never have another need in your life. And I put it in the bank and I feel really secure because the bank sends me a letter every month telling me that I'm really secure, that there's some money and some virtual thing somewhere." That's really how farcical that can be at times. And inflation can wipe that out really quickly. But God says he'll give us the daily bread. And literally, I think that means he'll put bread on our table, put food in our mouth, gasoline in our car, if you will. But I think much more than that, the Lord is actually saying, "I'll give you everything you need today. I'll give you grace for the day. I'll give you wisdom for the day. I'll give you strength for the day. I'll give you guidance for the day." And I think sometimes we're living in an internal place of frustration now because we're looking out into the future. And part of that can be we're saying, "Lord, I want to know everything." And the Lord is saying, literally every day, receive that daily bread. You know, the Bible says God's mercies are new every morning. Why? Because most of us need them every morning. And I understand there's an ongoing, continual cleansing of the blood of Jesus, 1 John 1:7-9, as we walk in the light and in koinonia and fellowship one with another. And yet, it's really good to, this sounds cheesy, but it's experientially very true. It's good to keep short records with God. It's good to have those times we look and say, "Lord, even if I think I'm doing well, search my heart and know me. What really matters is how you think I am doing. And Lord, I don't want anything in me that is not what it should be, that is not where it should be. And Lord Jesus, yeah, I need your mercy. Cleanse me of everything. Wash me with, purge me with hyssop that I will be clean." Now, I know that can get religious and guilt-ridden, and I'm not suggesting that in any way. What I'm actually saying is we have that thing where every day I want to touch base with the blood of Jesus. Yeah, every day I want to thank him for that righteousness. I want to come back to those things. You know, the Bible says don't let the sun go down on your wrath or wrath. Brits say wrath. In America, that's the name of a TV guy. What's Paul saying there in Ephesians 5? He's actually saying, he says, be angry, sin not, and don't let the sun go down on your anger, your wrath in that sense. What he's actually saying is keep short records. It's okay. All of us at times are going to get upset with somebody, offended and angry, you know, but get rid of it quickly. Yeah, let it die in the day. You know, in a sense, part of the challenge of offense is when we take the things of yesterday and bring them into today, and then we take the things of today and bring them into tomorrow, and then tomorrow I'm still dealing with yesterday's stuff and today's stuff tomorrow, and after a while these things begin to accumulate. And the Bible says, cast your care on the Lord, for he cares for you. And you know, every day I like to bring my email inbox to zero. And by that I mean I'll open it and I really work hard to unsubscribe things and get up. People seem to send me newsletters I've never asked for and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And I just unsubscribe from things, block things, you know, put things in the spam category, answer what needs to be answered, defer what I can't do, delegate what I can to others. But get to the place where that thing is zero. Yeah, sometimes somebody will give me their phone and I look at it and say, emails, 26,241. Here's the problem. When you get that many, you've no clue what's junk mail, what's phishing, what's actually a really important thing that you want. If everything is important, nothing is important. So actually learning to do that, Jesus said, sufficient. To the day is the evil thereof. In a way, what he's saying is learn to do life at one day. Stop trying to work out the whole thing. Do life well today. So let me real quick give you five keys that I think will help you to help us walk with God today. Number one, come back to the basics. Most of what makes a successful Christian life is practicing the right things, the simple things every day. How would we have a healthy body? I'm not the perfect example of that in any way, but it would be by doing the exercising well, by eating well, by fasting, maybe by just doing the basics really well. And I think learn to do the basics with God. That's really, really important. Secondly, speak to your day. Yeah, don't get up and, oh, I wonder what kind of day I'm going to have. Tell your day, I'm going to have a day of joy. I'm going to have a day of victory. Today's going to be a productive day. Today, I'm going to sow into the lives of others. Today, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to have fun with Jesus. I'm going to have fun when I'm on my own. I'm going to have fun with my friends. I'm going to put value upon other people. Speak to your day. I tell the hills to come down, the valleys to rise. I tell the roads to be straight in that sense. Speak to that day and release the promises of God over it in Jesus' name. Come on, key number three, sow into your future. You know, again, I don't want you to hear condemnation when I say this, but let me give you the example financially. Whenever we borrow money, we're taking what we hope to earn tomorrow and we're spending it today. That's called a debt. And frankly, none of us know what tomorrow will bring. What tomorrow, we can't be sure we're going to earn anything tomorrow. But it's like we want the release, the pleasure of having that product, card, you know, service, whatever, today, and we'll pay the bill tomorrow. Whenever we take the things we earned yesterday and we invest them today, we're sowing into the future. And my point is, you've got 24 hours today. Sow into your future. Sow into the future of others, but sow into your future as well. Make the you of tomorrow a wiser you, a healthier you, a you who's in a deeper place with Jesus, a you who knows more of the ways of God, a you who has curtailed the things that will drag you down and pull you down. And sow into your future. Come on, key number four, Jesus taught us this. I'm going to be teaching this weekend on the Lord's Prayer. And there's a phrase there, like many, I learned that in the King James. And there's a phrase I never really liked. And one day, bunk, I heard it in another version and it set something off in my heart. And in the King James, Jesus says, give us this day our daily bread. Deliver us from evil, or deliver us from temptation. And I'd always kind of heard that through the King James to say, don't tempt us with evil. And of course, God, James 1, God doesn't tempt anybody with evil. And then one day I heard somebody preach that, I think it was from the NIV, which I don't really like as a version, but I think it's the NIV that says something like, guide our footsteps away from evil, away from temptation. And I think in a sense, that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, pray this way, lead me away from temptation. It's one thing to resist temptation. It's one thing to overcome temptation. It's a better thing to walk away from it. It's one thing not to fall off the edge of a cliff. It's another to drive so far in a safe place that you're nowhere near the edge of the cliff and you've got one hand on the wheel and one holding a good cup of Dunkin' Donuts and listening to some great music or Graham Jones teaching or whatever. Lord, the Lord knows what you're going to go through today. To some degree, you know what you're going to go through today. To some degree, Satan's trying to ruin your day. Lead us away from temptation. Lead us away. Lead us in paths where we don't go down things. And that also can mean the Lord giving you wisdom not to watch things, not to hang out with some people, not to put yourself in a certain place. You know, I think I said to Leah last night, like, something like, maybe we should go out and eat as a family. I was like, I want to go out and eat. I want to spend time with my family, but I can't think of anything good I will eat if I go out to this restaurant we were talking about. And I don't want to eat something bad. So deliver us, lead us away from temptation. Deliver us when we're in temptation. Amen. Praying God help. But actually plot a pathway away from temptation. Come on, key number five, change your world today. I spoke about sowing into your future. Change your world today. Change the world of somebody. Let the world be different because you were alive. Come on, let the world be forever scarred by the grace of God in your life. Let the world be transformed to some small or large degree because you were in it today. And come on, I'll finish with that. But make today the measure of your life. Think about that one day. You're going to live the last day of your life. You don't know when it is, probably. Sometimes you may see it coming. I've had the experience of when I was 20 or 21, I was in a car, somebody else was driving, they lost control at about 80 miles an hour, hit the side, and the car spun at 80 miles an hour. Okay? True story. I have a photo of the car somewhere. And it's very true, at least for me, it's true what they say. I saw my whole life go boo-goo-doo-goo-doo-goo-doo-goo-doo-goo-doo. And it wasn't even like slow. It's the first time I really realized how God lives in eternity. Time is not real. You know, I have a large screen behind me. Imagine if I came in here and watched the whole movie of my life. Boom, now at the time I was 20, 21, I saw the whole thing go that. It wasn't 3 seconds, it was that fast, and I saw every single thing go through. My point is, how do you change your life today? You live it day by day and bake into the fabric of each day the things you want to be part of your life as you go forward in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching, guys. Longer video, but again, share this if you will. Hit the subscribe button. We also put this out as an audio podcast if that's easier to listen to at times. There should be a link below or on my website, gjm.org. Thanks to all our friends and partners as well who sow into our ministry. I'm going to be doing a night of worship here tomorrow evening, September 28th in Sturbridge, Mass. October 1st, I'm in Palmer, Mass. October 2nd here in Sturbridge, 10 a.m. NEF in Norwalk, Connecticut, 4 p.m. Monday, the next day, I got a busy life. I'm flying to Ireland. I'll be in the UK, in Manchester, Liverpool, Wales, and London for about 8 or 9 days, the second week of October. So, boom, hope to see you soon. Bye for now.